This is Tuesday, the 30th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 10, 46 through 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside, begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. "Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Bartimaeus had to push through several barriers to make his need known before Jesus. He had to push through his blindness and push past the people rebuking him. But at the invitation of Jesus, he threw his cloak aside and, even in his blindness, jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Consider the barriers in your life between you and a full devotion to Jesus. What is in your way? Name them now and ask for strength and courage to jump to your feet at Jesus' invitation to come to him. Listen again to God's word. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Perhaps Bartimaeus was a known figure in that community. Maybe this was the same corner that he begged every day. And it seems like the crowds were tired of hearing his begging. Today, consider the beggars in your life. It might be the one asking for money on the street corner, or it might be more subtle begging, the one who is begging for attention, the one who's begging for affirmation, the one who's begging for friendship. Spend time praying for the beggar who God brings to your mind and look for ways to serve and to care for them today.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.